Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Full Life, Reflections at 90 by Jimmy Carter. Read by the author.
The book is dedicated to Rosalind, who has kept my life full of love. Introduction. Reaching my 90th birthday is a good time to look back on moments that changed my life and reflect on some of the memories that are especially important to me. Some of these events affected me profoundly or taught me lessons, large and small. Others are amusing, and some make me contemplate who I was at that time. There are some that I enjoyed and savor, and others that I wish had never happened or that I could change. I spent 4 of my 90 years in the White House, and they were, of course, the pinnacle of my political life. Those years, though, do not dominate my chain of memories, and there was never an orderly or planned path to get there during my early life. At each step in my career, I made somewhat peremptory decisions about the next one. I had no idea of returning home during the 11 years when I served in the Navy, or of running for political office while I was forming and expanding my business. I ran for Congress and then shifted to governor to feel a competitive urge and then really enjoyed making decisions as a top government executive. I saw the presidency as a way to accomplish specific goals that I considered important, decided 4 years in advance to be elected, and my entire family joined in the all-out campaign. With hard work and favorable circumstances, I was chosen, and I relished the challenges and opportunities to make important decisions as president. I always tried to address the issues forthrightly. I wanted another term, but seemed to be plagued with a series of misfortunes when the time for re-election came. I look back on those 4 years with peace and satisfaction, knowing that I did my best and had some notable accomplishments. Vice President Mondale summarized our administration by saying, "We told the truth, we obeyed the law, we kept the peace." I would add, we championed human rights. Teaching, writing, and helping the Carter Center evolve during more recent times seem to constitute the high points of my life. I don't think I've changed much in this entire process, but I have learned some helpful lessons, and they are the primary subject of this book. I have written a number of books about some of my experiences, including my boyhood on a farm, my religious beliefs, my outdoor adventures, our time in the White House, and major projects of the Carter
Sample complete. Ready to continue?